The pandemic has not been showing signs of slowing down in Arizona, and healthcare providers have also been warning about cold and flu season. And new research shows there may be a household chore that we also need to be careful about in terms of disease transmission, doing the laundry. Chuck Gerba, a professor in the Department of Environmental Science at the University of Arizona, has studied the best ways to sort, handle, and wash laundry to minimize the spread of germs and viruses. Gerber and his fellow researchers, by the way, were brought together by the American Cleaning Institute, which represents companies in the cleaning products industry. My co-host Mark Brody spoke with Gerber more about what he found and how to avoid spreading disease through dirty clothes.
We actually looked at it and studying it as a process, what's involved in doing the laundry, and what are the risks of both you getting ill from handling the laundry and also eliminating germs that could potentially make other family members ill by reusing the same clothing if not properly washed and cleaned. So we really turned it into a process, a scientific breakdown of how you really do the laundry. Do you ever think about the steps you do when you do the laundry? You put it in a hamper, you take it out of a hamper, you sort the laundry, and then you wash the laundry under certain conditions, and then you got to resort the laundry. And all of these are steps where you potentially could be exposed to germs, or the germs could survive the process.
So it seems to make sense that dirty laundry could be problematic, but is there a problem beyond that? Like in the process you use to wash the clothes, could potentially clean clothes be problematic as well?
Yes. We actually divided the how you should clean the laundry into really four basic steps, if you want, or processes in which to do the laundry. One, normal laundering is just cold water washes with a normal detergent is fine for most of the time. Now, if you have really soiled laundry, then you should probably use a detergent with enzymes to break down the dirt and other sweat and other thing that might be in the laundry. And the third time you might want to reconsider if somebody in the house actually has SARS or other respiratory infection, you should consider using disposable gloves when you're sorting that laundry. Use detergents again with enzymes. Usually cold water washes will be okay because most of these viruses like SARS that cause respiratory infections are very easily killed or inactivated, as we say, by the detergents. The other thing is when you're done sorting the laundry to put into the washing machine, you should really disinfect that area where the laundry is sorted. Also, you should always wash your hands or use a hand sanitizer after handling the laundry. Now, the fourth process you might want to consider if somebody is ill with like diarrhea or vomiting in that. These viruses that cause those types of illnesses are more resistant to laundering. And so you really want to use hot water washes and a laundry sanitizer if you have anybody who's that ill. Again, use gloves when handling the laundry, disposable gloves or hand sanitizer. Wash your hand after each step of the laundry. That means sorting the laundry, putting the laundry from the washer and dryer. You'd be surprised how contaminated your hands, certainly with bacteria, can get going from the washer to the dryer. So it's always good to wash your hands after that.
So it sounds like if somebody in your house, for example, has the flu or has COVID, something like that, as long as, you wear gloves and take maybe the same kinds of precautions with the laundry that you would sort of in day-to-day interaction with them, it sounds like what you're saying is that should be okay. That process that you normally use of washing should be okay, so long as, you clean your hands afterwards and, as you say, you clean out the hamper or the basket where the dirty laundry was.
Yeah, that's probably all it's needed. We've done studies with viruses related to SARS-CoV-2 in the laundering. So we do know that related viruses, other coronaviruses like the ones that cause the common cold, are easily killed by the washing process. The other thing maybe to add to that, if you suspect anybody with a respiratory infection or coronavirus, don't shake the laundry because you might aerosolize or put those viruses back into the air that could be inhaled. So that's probably another step that you probably should include in that is don't really shake that laundry.
Is there anything to worry about the appliances themselves? Like, do the washer and dryer get clean enough after they clean out the clothes that you need to do anything else to them?
For the respiratory viruses like SARS coronaviruses, we did test the inside of washing machines afterwards when we tested coronaviruses, and they didn't really need any more than that. Now, the exception may be if you have somebody, again, with an enteric infection, upset stomach, then you might want to use a sanitizer in there, or even a bleach load afterward. You know what I always do in terms of looking at the laundry? When I'm doing laundry, I always do the least contaminated items first, the shirts, the T-shirts, the socks, the pants, and then underwear, undergarments in that. I always do last. Actually, in our studies, we found that the average pair of adult underwear contains about one quarter of a Southwest airline peanut by weight of fecal matter.
Do you get the sense that this is something that most or some number of people think about, as opposed to just putting all their clothes into the hamper, then dumping it into the washing machine and not really thinking about the level of outside contamination that might be on it?
Yeah, I think you're really right. Yeah, people haven't really thought about it very much before the pandemic. And I think now's the time to really think about it like we have about it. You really should have a category system for how to deal with the clothing in the home. I should add, too, if you're dealing with small children in that, that's a good idea. If you're dealing diaper age children, you should always do your diaper separate and use a sanitizer with that, too. We've studied clothing, and it's quite interesting. The contamination of the clothing actually occurs around your pant hips, in that because your hands are always in those areas all the time. And so you're always, anytime you touch a surface and you move your hands around your hips in that area tends to be the greatest amount of contamination.
All right. That is Chuck Gerba, a professor in the Department of Environmental Science at the University of Arizona. Chuck, thanks as always for your time. I appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah. Take care. Have a good week.